a decades-old gun law in Connecticut requiring residents to have a permit before purchasing a handgun is credited with helping to reduce the state's firearms-related homicide rate by 40%, according to a new study. The legislators in the Constitution state implemented the handgun purchaser licensing law back in October of 1995 as well. The study found that a large drop only in killings involving guns, not in homicides carried out in other ways. Let's check in with John Lott, president of the Crime Prevention Research Center. John, what's your take on this study?
It's a pretty poorly done study. It's out of the Bloomberg School of Public Health. And, you know, if you look at the years prior to the law going into effect, the firearm homicide rate was actually falling at a much faster rate. And so when the law was implemented, it actually slowed down the rate of drop that was there. And you have to compare it relative to other states. If you compare it to other states in the Northeast, for example, when Connecticut adopted this law, its firearm homicide rate actually went up relative to neighboring states. And if you look at other types of crimes, like violent crime, or if you look at robbery or aggravated assault, those types of crimes were actually falling prior to the law being implemented and started rising afterwards. So people can see the graphs if they go to our website at crimeresearch.org.
Is the attack on handgun ownership still underway, John?
I mean, you see it all the time. You know, and this isn't the only time that they're willing to go and make false statements. It just came out a week ago, that study that you and I had talked about from right before the election last year, where the FBI was claiming that there was this increase in mass shootings.
Right.
I had written an article in a criminology journal because I hadn't been able to get any response from the Justice Department or the FBI or the authors of the study for the problems that I had. They finally responded in the Criminology Journal last week and admitted that there were just errors in their data. They had no defense for any of the errors that were there. The Wall Street Journal just wrote this up a couple days ago. I mean, it's absolutely flabbergasting. I mean, this is something that was given massive news coverage from front page of the New York Times to the Wall Street Journal to USA Today. All the major news broadcasts led with it when it came out. And yet now they refuse to answer questions for months. I mean, I tried like 15 times to get responses from the Justice Department and the FBI and these authors. It was only when they were kind of embarrassed in front of their peers that they finally responded, and they had like no defense of the errors that they had in the data. I mean, it's really, you know, one hopes other than just the Wall Street Journal will write a retraction on this.
Okay, John, and you can track John's work, by the way, with his blog, which is linked up at coasttocoastam.com's Twitter feed.